Good morning. Welcome back to In Focus here on News Radio KMAN. Again, thanks to Congressman Roger Marshall for taking time out of his schedule in Washington to call in and talk with us in the previous segment. Now we're going to talk Manhattan Area Technical College. We're going to talk about the nursing programs specifically. In studio, I have Lori Stegeman with she's the director of nursing, Mark Bollinger, the director of Allied Health. Good morning. Welcome.
Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks.
Great to have you in. Tell Jim I said hi.
Oh, I will.
I don't know how the Cubs are doing necessarily.
Oh, but, I don't care.
Does he know that?
Probably.
Okay. Fair enough. Well, we're talking about the nursing programs at MATC that every time Jim's in, Jim Jeanette, the president of MATC, always have such high remarks for the nursing program. And a lot of folks have high remarks of the nursing program. So what new information you got for us this morning?
Well, I just wanted to talk a little bit about our nursing program because I still enter the hospitals with my nursing students, and inevitably they say, oh, there's a nursing program in Manhattan? And I'm just like, yes. I actually attended KU for nursing because I didn't realize there was a nursing program in Manhattan, and I lived very close. We have a practical nursing program and an associate degree nursing program. The practical nursing program is for a certificate in nursing. They take an NCLEX examination, which is what every nurse has to take to become licensed. But our associate degree program is the second year, and that is an actual degree where you take the RN NCLEX exam. And this exam is the same RN NCLEX that the BSN level takes, that what people normally think of a registered nurse.
Very good. And we also have Mark Bollinger, the director of Allied Health. And Mark, just as Lori was saying, just a lot of different things going on, kind of a hidden gem in some ways.
Right. What I'm teaching is primarily the Certified Nursing Assistant program. This is an entry-level position, and it is teaching them, the students, how to start thinking like a nurse. It's required before they can get into the LPN program, it's a fast track program and allows them to start working and learning about the care portion of nursing. We start off with talking about some of the, you know, like anatomy and physiology, the very basics, human development as we're going through the lifespan and things. And then we learn specific skills such as how to make a bed, how to wash your hands properly, things like that, and how that all ties into providing care to our population, whether it be an elderly population in a long-term care facility or in a hospital setting where it's an acute care or other areas like in a home health situation. So I'm kind of the beginning of the nursing program. And then Lori teaches advanced things with a practical nursing program. They get more in-depth in doing assessments and things like that. And then the ADN program, it gets even further in-depth. So I think between the two of us, we've probably got about 70 years of experience being nursing.
Oh, yeah. I'm not going to comment on that.
You're not going to say which proportion of that 70.
No.
You know, one thing about nursing that I always think about when it comes to the industry of it, it's when it comes to job demand, it's always a good demand for nurses because we're all human. We get sick. Everybody needs a nurse at one point, if not several times in their lives.
In fact, right now there's a real nursing shortage.
That's what I was getting at.
Yep. Yep. We've been getting phone calls actually from some of the clinical sites we use in our school, Via Christi of Manhattan. We use Gary Community Hospital in Junction City. We're going to start using the Children's Mercy Clinic, which is new at Gary Community Hospital, and also Community Health Ministries in Wamego, the Riley County Health Department. I could go on. We have several partnerships with these places, and they all have been contacting me saying we need nurses. You know, we are very short. Can you put this flyer out so your graduates can come to our facilities and help us out? We do have a very good reputation with all of these facilities. They do want our nurses, and even in Topeka at Stormont Vale, we're getting phone calls from them as well.
Brady Bowman here in studio with Lori Stegman, who you just heard speaking. She's director of nursing at Manhattan Area Technical College. We'll also have Mark Bollinger, the director of Allied Health at MATC, here on In Focus. And, you know, Mark, going back to that shortage of nurses, is this a, when it comes to nursing shortages, is it an ebb and flow thing, or are we seeing something sort of unique as far as this shortage now?
This is like a cyclic thing. I remember when I was going to school, there was a real shortage. I got 3 job offers like my first day I graduated. And so, yes, you see this. And many times then they'll go to the other side and say, we're only going to hire BSN nurses. So then the LPNs don't have jobs. And then all of a sudden now they're going to take LPNs again. So it is a cyclic situation about every 10 years. And right now we just have a lot of the baby boomers retiring. So we're seeing a lot of retirees. And so those nurses, you know, they might come back and do some jobs, especially like with our school, which I would love to have some retired nurses come help us out because we're also short in our faculty. But yes, it's definitely an ebb and flow situation.
Mark, is that your take as well?
Yes, yes. When I first started nursing, I think around when the dinosaurs were around, there was a shortage then, and then, as Laurie was saying, it got to the point to where the facilities only wanted to hire the registered nurses. They didn't want the practical nurses, and they were doing away with the CNA positions. So a lot of the people that were in those positions, they either retired or went on to school to become RNs, and that kind of fed into the shortage. And then cyclically, 10 years later, we're back at another shortage. And then 10 years ago, we were high, and then now we're back down to on our low again. So it comes and goes.
When it comes to folks who may be interested in this program, interested in nursing, is this, are these programs at MATC kind of like a, for anybody, no matter your background, whether you have any experience at all or whether you've been studying it at all, can you just go right in and get started from the ground floor?
We do have some prerequisite classes that the students have to take. Anatomy and physiology is a big one, and I know they offer it at the high school, so that would be a good start to see if they're interested in that subject. Some psychology courses, nutrition is a big one. And then also math is going to be included because, you know, calculating those drug calculations is important to be precise with that. So there are some prerequisite courses, but like Mark was saying, his course, his CNA, Certified Nurse Aide course, that's kind of a starting place. That's kind of where they find out, do they really want to work with people? Because you will be working very, very closely with people. And so that's kind of where they find out if it's their niche.
And when it comes to their niche, when is that kind of point of finding out? What is usually the make or break moment for folks who are looking to get into this?
It's usually within the first week or two they find out, because we start off with the basic skills, you know, start out hand washing, bed making, and then transferring people. And the CNA position is a very physically demanding job. They don't do a lot of the brain work that the registered nurses and the LPNs do. That's a little bit advanced training, but they're also the eyes and ears for the nurses. So they have to know what they're seeing and be able to report that to the nurse. And within, there's a lot of situations where it's very intimate contact with the people, and they may not like that. But for the majority of them, even our high school students that we've had in the past, they've had siblings that they've taken care of. They've done babysitting. They've worked. If they don't have any siblings, they have friends that have siblings that they've, you know, helped work with, so that they have an idea of that. But it's getting in when they get into the elderly population. That's where they start to have trouble, because that's my grandmother, or that's my aunt, or that's somebody that, you know, I don't know if I want to do this.
Brady Bowman here with Lori Stegman, with the director of nursing at MATC. Mark Bollinger, you just heard speaking, director of Allied Health. Just got to go here in just a second, get in our next guest. But before we go, if you want to tell people if they're interested, how to get involved, who they need to contact.
Yes, if you are interested, you can either call our school directly or you can email me at laurie.stegeman@manhattantech.edu. Or you can also talk to me directly or my secretary as well. I do want to say that our pass rates have been 100% in the last three cohorts, and we're waiting for our last class. So we have very, very good pass rates for licensure. And it's a great way to start a nursing career. Many students start out, get their ADN, get their RN license, and then go on to take online classes for their BSN, which is an easier way, and they can make money as they do that.
Very good.
Right. Phone number for the college, talk to the front desk, is 785-587-2800.
Very good. Thanks so much for coming in. When you see Jim, tell him to get the Cubs to get their act together. They're half game back.
I know.
Out of the NL Central.
Ugh, that's terrible. Get together. But the Royals are better.
They've been better.
Yes.
Thanks so much. When we come back on the other side of the break, Jack Lindquist and Matt Walters will be in. Talk about some leadership. More in Focus coming up.